Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly rundown of the biotech, pharma, clinical research, and life science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, two FDA approvals, cellulite and tattoos. Ginkgo pulls in $2.5 billion and Caris, massive growth equity for oncology testing. Apellis Pharma has earned their first FDA approval for the treatment of adults with paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria, PNH, using pegcetacoplan. PNH is a rare disease with 400 to 500 new diagnoses annually in the United States. It causes blood cells to break apart, resulting in a range of symptoms. Sold under the name Empaveli, pegcetacoplan is the first targeted C3 therapy for adults with PNH who are new to treatment or had previously been treated with the C5 inhibitors. This is the first novel complement inhibitor to be approved in 15 years. The complement system is an integrated network of more than 30 proteins involved in diverse functions across the body, from innate immunity to inflammation. Dysregulation causes a variety of diseases. In a head-to-head phase 3 clinical trial, pegcetacoplan was dramatically better than the C5 complement inhibitor Soliris in patients with PNH. 85% of patients with pegcetacoplan were transfusion-free at 16 weeks, compared to only 15% with Soliris. That is a life-changing difference. Some analysts predict sales of around $400 million annually for this approval. For now, Apellis has a lot more in the pipeline with pegcetacoplan in clinical trials for multiple indications in hematology, nephrology, neurology, and ophthalmology. All systemic versions, excluding ophthalmology, fall under a $1.2 billion deal signed with Sobi last year. Check out episode 18 for more details. For many adults suffering from PNH, Empaveli looks like a life-changing new therapy. The fallout of opioid abuse in the United States is set to continue across the next decade. This includes not only the patients who became addicted, but also the companies involved. An upside through all the challenges has been an increased push for non-opioid pain relievers. Many individuals first encounter opioids after surgery. Heron Therapeutics has received FDA approval to treat post-operative pain with the sustained-release dual-acting ZenRelief. It combines a local anesthetic with a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. Applied after surgery to the targeted area, ZenRelief can provide sustained, localized analgesic support for up to 72 hours. ZenRelief was approved late last year in the EU and can now be used in certain surgeries in the US. The approval also falls at a critical time for Heron. Their oncology support portfolio saw decreased sales in Q1 2021 compared to the same time in 2020. Part of this was based on decreased cancer treatments, so this trend may not hold. But the opening up of new therapeutic space is a must for the company while they continue to pursue a range of other acute care and post-operative pain management solutions. Developing a new product in the biopharma space is incredibly challenging. There are design barriers, capital to raise, and regulatory hurdles. The SCOPE method provides consultative solutions to navigate industry-specific challenges. We've helped companies pivot into new therapeutic spaces, designed and run decentralized clinical trials, and empowered CEOs with the tools that turn their data into stories that raise capital. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. Interest in cosmetic surgery has increased between 60 and 70% globally through the pandemic. The concern with aesthetics may be partly caused by the so-called Zoom boom, but larger trends of a growing global community sharing images mean this look-good, feel-good bump is unlikely to slow down soon. Allergan Aesthetics, an AbbVie subsidiary, has acquired Soliton for an undisclosed amount for their rapid acoustic pulse technology. The technology, sold as Resonic, has FDA 510K clearance as a non-invasive short-term improvement for cellulite. Resonic uses sound waves to disrupt the naturally occurring cellulite and change the appearance in patients. Resonic has also been previously approved for tattoo removal. Between these two indications and global hunger for both solutions, I'd expect a robust commercialization pipeline from Allergan across the coming years. Ginkgo Bioworks has gone public, raising $2.5 billion, valuing the company at $15 billion. I'm not sure what to call them. A synthetic biology company, new wave life sciences, biotech solutioneers. Ginkgo has built steadily since 2008 with a focus on learning to program cells. Their goal is to leverage the fundamental technologies surrounding controlling cellular output, function, and behavior into a vast range of industries, from therapeutics to electronics and agriculture. When they started in 2008, the technological capabilities were not there. Two spaces will be fundamental to pushing forward global innovation in the next 30 years: nanotechnology and bioengineering. Ginkgo is on track to lead in the second of these. With projected revenue doubling in 2021 to $150 million and a massive amount of cash in the bank, expect a series of moves to commercialize novel solutions in multiple life science spaces. Whatever kind of company Ginkgo is, they're on track to be a successful one. If Ginkgo Bioworks has approached life sciences from a cellular engineering perspective, Caris Life Sciences has taken the AI to genes for diagnostics approach. As we talk about regularly, diagnostic testing is going to continue to see a massive boom across the next decade. Not only will it be a critical part of at-home care, but it's at the heart of personalized medicine, and particularly the targeted oncology space requires extensive use and specific applications of testing to allow these numerous multi-billion dollar therapies to be adopted. Caris has raised an $830 million growth equity round with a $7.83 billion valuation to advance their oncology testing solutions. They aren't delaying action either. Last week, they announced a collaboration with the Sydney Kimmel Cancer Institute. This is just another sign up in the Caris Precision Oncology Alliance, or POA. The POA is a win-win where Caris provides diagnostics and centers get database access, which will empower their therapeutic outcomes, clinical research portfolios, and of course, increase accurate and valuable treatment solutions. There are still significant advancements needed in the precision oncology testing space, but Caris seems to understand that you need both the accurate solution and the network surrounding it for that solution to be functional. I guess some of the $830 million will be used to acquire complementary solutions for Caris to continue growth. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly summary of the top news in the biotech, clinical trials, and life science industries. You can learn more at thenichepod.com or find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.